This past week, the Bush administration and Democratic lawmakers laid out sharply contrasting proposals on how to deal with rising energy prices. The administration wants to boost domestic energy supplies. The Democrats want more conservation and price caps. More from NPR's David Wellner.
It was Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham who fired the opening volleys in the war of words over energy policy. At a U.S. Chamber of Commerce National Energy Summit, Abraham warned that rising natural gas prices and rolling power blackouts in California illustrate what he called the most serious energy shortages since the days of oil embargoes and gas lines. The good news, he said, is that there's a solution to the country's energy woes.
The bad news is that the situation in California is not isolated. It is not temporary, and it will not fix itself. America faces a major energy supply crisis over the next two decades. The failure to meet this challenge will threaten our nation's economic prosperity. It will compromise our national security and literally alter the way we live our lives.
Abraham said the Bush energy plan is not limited to opening up the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, or ANWR, to oil exploration. But he also made it clear the administration has no intention of backing off from this proposal, which has become a lightning rod for criticism from environmental groups. Abraham argued that ANWR's oil could free the U.S. from 54 years' worth of oil imports from Saddam Hussein-ruled Iraq.
While the resources of ANWR will not make us energy independent, they will help increase America's energy security by ensuring a more diverse supply of oil.
Democratic lawmakers shot back from Capitol Hill that the best way to address the immediate energy crisis is not to drill in a pristine refuge for caribou. Rather, it's to conserve energy. Congressman Edward Markey, a Massachusetts Democrat, pointed out that the Bush administration has not once mentioned the proliferation of SUVs as a reason for the growing need to import oil.
We're not going to support building a pipeline that brings the oil out of the Arctic Refuge so it can then be brought down by tanker to California to be put in SUVs to get 14 miles a gallon. Okay, that would be a travesty because our country is better than that. Our country has the ability to improve its automotive efficiency to a point where these SUVs are on the streets without forcing us to our knees with the imported oil.
On Thursday, a group of Democratic senators presented alternative energy legislation. Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle said it's a response to the opening of public lands to oil development, which he called the Bush administration's only solution to an energy crisis.
We cannot drill our way out of this problem, and we cannot use our coming energy challenges as justification for an all-out assault on the environment.
To relieve increasing dependence on imported oil, the Senate Democrats proposed setting limits on how much of the oil consumed in the U.S. can be used for private cars and trucks. Senator Jeff Bingaman of New Mexico, who's the ranking Democrat on the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, said he expected the policy would be controversial.
What we're proposing here is to set a cap so that by the year 2008, we would be only 5% above where we are today in the amount of petroleum that goes into the light vehicle sector of the economy.
The sharpest criticism of the administration's energy policies came from West Coast Democrats, whose constituents have been hit with enormous price hikes for electricity. Washington Senator Patty Murray accused the White House of simply taking a tough luck approach to dealing with the crisis.
Well, let me tell you, we are already in pain. We are facing an energy crisis, and we can't wait for new oil to flow from Alaska. We need help now, not 10 years from now.
Murray strongly endorsed the call in the Democrats' bill for price caps on wholesale power along the West Coast. But Abraham made it clear that move was not in the administration's playbook. Here he is before the Chamber of Commerce.
The Bush administration does not support price controls. Price controls on electricity will lead to more blackouts. Price controls on gasoline will lead to gas lines. Price controls will deepen America's energy crisis because they won't reduce demand, but they will cripple incentives for desperately needed new investments in energy supply.
Democrats say they're confident public pressure will force the administration to reconsider. The conservation and price control measures they propose, they say, will provide the short-term fixes the public wants. Daschle says he sees good prospects for the legislation he and his fellow Democrats proposed this week.
I don't think there's any question that we've got to look beyond just the development of new supply to solve this problem. This bill does it. I don't think there's any question we've got to find ways with which to be a lot more energy efficient. This bill does it. When you put all of this on the table, I think it's going to be very difficult for people to oppose.
Meanwhile, the prospects of new production remain uncertain. This past week, when the Republican-controlled House Budget Committee drafted its budget, it chose not to count any revenues from drilling in the Arctic Refuge. David Wellna, NPR News, The Capitol.